Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Bomb threat scares yesterday at three synagogues and the Brooklyn Museum. Police say Congregation Rodef Shalom on West 83rd Street on the Upper West Side was evacuated after the report of a threat just after 3 p.m. They say that threat was unfounded, as was another at a congregation on West 30th Street. Then, just after 5 p.m., the Brooklyn Heights Synagogue got a threat. Three employees were evacuated. Nothing was found. 15 minutes later, another threat called into the Brooklyn Museum. It, too, was false, police say. Right now, it's unclear if these threats are related. Police are still investigating. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine posted that the threats are a clear hate crime and part of a growing trend of swatting targeting Jewish institutions. On social media, Governor Hochul says they are actively monitoring the threats and said those responsible must be held accountable. All of this just days after swastikas were found scrawled on a Chelsea restaurant. Two of the hate symbols found Tuesday, the third incident involving restaurants owned by Meyer Onono in recent months. He told Channel 7,
I've been here for 20 years and never experienced something like this. Always felt comfortable with me being Jewish, Israeli.
Police are still investigating those incidents as well.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride.
Oh, yeah. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, today is the Five Borough Bike Tour. And while it isn't a very fun day for a lot of drivers, it's a major treat for some 32,000 cyclists. Ken Bodziba is the president and CEO of Bike New York.
It's the biggest rolling party in America. We have over 32,000 people from every state in the nation, 65 countries around the world, coming together to celebrate cycling in the greatest city in the world. It's the only opportunity each year that we cyclists can ride car-free throughout the five boroughs of New York City.
One of the teams includes visually impaired athletes from the Lighthouse Guild, Kiana Glanton telling 1010 Winds.
I am one of 11 visually impaired or blind riders on our team. I am what's known as a stoker, so I sit on the back seat of a tandem bike, and I have a pilot or captain, depending on what circle you're in. That person is a sighted person and they're on the front. We work together to power the bike forward.
The tour runs from Lower Manhattan to Staten Island. Of course, there will be many traffic implications, so stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. An off-duty rescue for a city fire lieutenant in Brooklyn early yesterday. FDNY Lieutenant Richard Cannon tells the Post he, his wife, and their two young kids were driving home to Breezy Point from a friend's Staten Island house when two cars sped past them on the Belt Parkway. As they approached the Bay Parkway exit, they saw him crashed in the middle of the highway, one car in flames. Cannon called the FDNY, stopped and ran to the driver's side of the burning car, and then he realized he couldn't reach the driver, so he moved to the passenger side and dragged the man out. An off-duty EMT also stopped and pitched in. By then, fire crews were on the scene and they took over. Cannon says one of his kids slept through the whole thing, while the other woke up and saw what happened. Authorities have identified the man who died in a shooting at a Queens baby shower early yesterday. Police say 24-year-old Jafari Dobie of Brooklyn died after being shot in the chest. Three other men were wounded, a 42-year-old and two 26-year-olds. Police say the incident began as a dispute inside the catering hall on Atlantic Avenue in Richmond Hill and spilled out into the street. Neighbor Tony told 1010 Winds he's tired of trouble from the hall.
They rent in the place and they always fight in this place. Every time that they gather up, it's always fights. I was just talking to the neighbors, we got to do something to get rid of the place for this not to happen again.
Police are still investigating. No word of any suspects or arrests so far. A major problem with body cams at the City Department of Corrections. Officials say they are temporarily halting the use of nearly 3,500 cameras after one caught fire, sending a captain to the hospital. This happened on Friday. Correction officials telling Gothamists the captain was on duty at the George Vierno Center when the cam caught fire. Captain suffered burns and smoke inhalation. Officials say the safety of their staff's paramount, and that's why they were moving all the cams while they determined what happened and why. The investigation is expected to take a week or two. Body cam footage from Rikers has figured prominently in at least one lawsuit over the treatment of inmates. Lawyers for former Long Island Congressman George Santos are trying to get some of the charges against him thrown out. In a court filing, they asked the federal court to toss identity theft and theft of government funds charges, claiming even if the allegations are true, the facts are insufficient to establish a crime was committed. The filing also claims some of the charges are unconstitutionally vague, duplicated, or have other issues. The 35-year-old surrendered last year and pled not guilty after he was indicted on a slew of fraud and other charges. The charges came months after Santos was exposed as a liar and fabulous and expelled from Congress. No comment so far from either Santos or prosecutors. Before the Met Gala comes the Debt Gala. It is the second annual Brooklyn event, billed as the accessible and inclusive alternative to tomorrow's very Tony event at the museum. Debt Gala co-founder Molly Gabe.
The Debt Gala is basically an accessible and fun spin on the Met Gala. It follows the same structure as the Met Gala. It starts with a red carpet. Ours is followed by a variety show with comedy, drag, music, and then a 35-piece brass band to kick off the post-show dance party, which is always a ton of fun.
The theme is Sleeping Baddies, of course a riff on the Met Gala theme of Sleeping Beauties. It's a fundraiser to help people with medical debt and other financial problems. Starts at 4 p.m. at the Bell House. There are still tickets at debtgala.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.